Hello, guys. Garima, hello. Samantha, Brittany, hello, everyone. Lisa, Lucia, Ashley, yes, welcome, welcome, guys. Yo, Lisa, my wife loved the, what is it called?
Oh,
The,
my cookbook's down. Thanks.
yes.
Oh, that's
Thank
good.
you so much. Yeah.
All right.
All right, all right. So guys, I'm still trying to set up the live streaming, but for some reason it's not going. I'll just try one more time here and then we dive into to this call. Give me one second. I don't know what is happening. Streaming key. Yeah, I think not gonna be able to stream to the community today. But what I wanna bring to you guys here is, Lisa, this for you is not gonna be new because you were at the San Diego event. But I wanted to share with you guys some ad ideas and basic like my thinking process, like how I find ads to run on Facebook. I know Garima, you always want to learn more the thinking process, like how we come up with those ads and leveraging viral trends and stuff like this. So I wanna share with you, like this was one of the presentations I did in San Diego, and then we'll basically go over it. There's one part that we're not gonna be able to fully cover because we trained Steven's Facebook account, not mine, to find ads, and then my Facebook account is pretty like crazy, so you're not gonna find too many things there, but I'll show you. Okay. Give me one sec. Yeah, not able to go live. Okay. Know if you guys can see my screen. Yes, awesome. Awesome, cool beans. Let me just grab a coffee, guys. Like I need to get some energy. All right, and we're gonna dive into it. So ads creation, this is essentially what I'm going to be sharing with you guys are some of the ads that we're currently using, and those are like winning ads. When I say winning ads, it means that it brought us at least 100K in revenue or more into the business, leveraging like those ads. So some of the ads are focused to get leads. Some of the ads are focusing like on booking calls, and it varies really. But what I want you guys to focus most here is how can you get what I'm going to be sharing and implement to your business? How can you leverage this to your business? It's basically like get the thinking process. This is how I think, and I'm going to create. Everyone's going to create differently, but it's essentially like how the process works, okay? Also, if you're not running Facebook ads, it's totally fine. I think the knowledge in this call will help you open your mind as well to what is possible when you learn this skill. So we'll dive into it. The first thing is viral ad content research. So Garima, for you, I know you went through the media channel mastery and everything. And when you are doing like finding content that did well, it's kind of the same principle that applies here when you want to find ads that did really well. So you want to find number one is like the ads. You want to find the engagement, comments. The comments is like, do we have a lot of comments? And also, are those comments positive or negative? Right. So we want to find that because that gives you direct feedback to those ads. And then the framing and the language, maybe you're gonna see that people are talking, let's say, if I'm my target audience is man over 40, you will see that brands are using specifically that call to action or that hook that says, like, if you are a man over 40, experiencing anxiety, hypothetically. So you know that that language is proven. And when I say it's proven, it means like other bigger brands are spending millions of dollars on ads. So this means like you don't have to do the same because you can literally leverage something that is already working for them and just tweak slightly for your own business. So find the patterns, hook, captions. I showed this to you guys the last time, so I'm not going to spend too much time on patterns, which is more like finding what they are using. Are they saying like, hey, if you are a six or seven figure business owner, click here. Like, what are the patterns that you see in all those ads? And then lastly is how can I create this for my own business? So finding the ad, I'm gonna open my Facebook account. Again, disclaimer, I have on my Facebook account people from, I don't know, 20 years ago when I was in high school. So I don't know what I'm gonna see. But so I started doing jujitsu. So there are a lot of ads with jujitsu stuff. But basically what I'm essentially doing is, so for instance, here I'm on Facebook. This is one ad. Let's say I'm into this. It only got like 9 likes, so I know this ad is not good. You want to find ads that get like pretty like high volume of likes. So this is another one here. It's in Portuguese. And then you're going to start analyzing, go back to that ads, engagement, comment, framing, language. You're going to start doing that. Again, we train our feed. I usually do that on Instagram and then through Steven's account, to basically show a lot of ads. And let's say you saw this, you give it a thumbs up, you leave a comment or something, then all of a sudden, Facebook will start sending you more and more of those ads. You save as well. I have a saved account here with Steven that is like AI ads, for instance, to show you guys. So where we can find inspirations, like if I find something, I'll save it here. Steven will see it. I will see it. And that helps basically like finding more ideas, and train the algorithm. So you want to train the algorithm to basically deliver more content related to what you are doing and what you are currently researching. So let me see. Again, my Facebook is not the best, is not super trained. So let me see another ad. So yeah, 11 Labs. So this is now, this one is a good example. They got 75K likes. This means like they're spending a lot of money on these ad because for instance, guys, we had like $500 a day ad spent, and we don't get to like 1,000 likes, for instance, on a good ad. So if you see an ad that is doing like 75K, like got 75K likes, that means like these guys are spending a lot of money, and they would not spend money on an ad that is not proven, that's not getting good results. So that gives you that. Then you go through to the comments. I see one here, amazing, nice, like positive comments, great. So let's say if this is my niche, what I could do is if now I start thinking of, I can save to my collections, but I can start thinking of like, how can I recreate this exact same ad to my own niche, to my own product? And then I start coming with ideas like this. I'm gonna show you, well, we'll dive into creatives, but this is essentially the thinking process. I do this like for, I could go on for hours just finding ads ideas, and then I can put in a folder or something that will give me so many ideas. But again, you can find a lot of ads, but if you don't know this, if you don't search for likes, comments, like everything that we see, that is so weird. It was 70K, now all of a sudden it's 2K, 2.5K. It's still good, it's not bad, but that was weird. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, it just changed. That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Can they fudge these numbers? They cannot, right? Those are like realistic
No.
numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, those are realistic. It was probably like Meta. It's probably something like that. Give me one sec. Sorry guys, I had to pick up the phone. So that is like the what you want to look for. And then here, of course, you want to see captions. Another way to do this is in the Facebook Ads library, where you guys already know, but I'm gonna do in case you're new and then you didn't see this. So I'd say 11labs, hypothetically, this is my competitor, just for the sake of this example. I'll go to Facebook, oops, Ads library. Oh my goodness. Then this is basically Meta showing you like all the ads that people are using. So United States, you choose all ads, and then we'll type in here 11labs. And then from here, okay, let's talk about pattern. Can you guys see how they're using the exact same captions over and over on those ads? Can you see that? The most realistic audio platform, the most realistic audio AI platform. So this is a great example of like this means what this is telling us is like this caption is working really well for them. It's doing really good. So what can I learn from those that could apply to my own business? Okay. So, and again, it's working because they're spending like millions of dollars on ads in this. So you wanna, it's basically what this is telling you, like, hey, I already put the money to test this. Like you can recreate with a, of course, we don't want to copy and paste exactly what he did, but you get ideas from there because it's already proven. And then from here, I can start looking to ads, creatives, find ideas, and so on. You guys already showed these parts, so I'm not gonna dive in too much, spend too much time there. But essentially, like curating, finding the content ideas is probably like one of the most important parts that you can do, and it can be fun as well. You can spend time navigating through that. You go probably on a rabbit hole, but it's great. So, because one winning ad that you find that can save your business like thousands of dollars and that can keep your business going for months. I had one winning ad that literally gave us like incredible results over and over for 2 years. I think if I use this ad again, it's probably gonna still do well. But 2 years straight, we were running probably, I think like it was $60K on ads. Per month for over 2 years, and that ad did not saturate. It was doing well. Like, so that shows you like how it's important to spend some time finding those ideas that you can replicate. And then here, for instance, I will probably give me 1 sec. Yeah, I think this is enough for that section. I'm gonna go back to this to show you guys the. So this is the process. I do the same on Instagram as well. If I'm on Instagram, I find good content that I think like it went viral. I can replicate this to my own product or brand. I'm gonna save that as well because again, I go over this. Find viral, look at engagement, comments, and then viral. Essentially, it doesn't mean that it's a content that just got 1 million views. Maybe if the page who posts that content, if they have let's say 1,000 followers, but the content got 10,000 views, I know that that content went viral. So it doesn't necessarily need to hit 1 million views. And by that, then I save and start the creative process. And the creative process is essentially like your imagination, like what did I get from this ad that I can put together? This is a proven one. I don't want to run too much away from it. I want to still create something that is similar to that. And that's exactly what I'm Shoot, that music was super loud. So this was a winning, not a winning ad. This was a viral content on Instagram on the left side here as a they posted an image as a reel. They had a music, but I'm gonna pause the music because it's so loud, my ear's gonna blow. So I went to start a business with AI, but everything is paid. And then this is one of our competitors. What I liked what they did here was like basically like 50 every 50 minutes you spend, you can learn ChatGPT, 13 minutes you learn Claude, and so on. Like basically, like how much time would take you to learn those tools. And then so I got these two ideas, which is like Bro, I want to start a business with AI, but everything is paid. And then I got this, and when I put together, I created this. Give me a sec. Oh my God, the music is so loud. I need to turn that off. So then what I did here was first I created a video. The first slide of the video, I said, I want to use AI in my business, but everything is paid. I would not say bro, because my ideal target audience is not a bro, it's a business owner. So I kept this way. I used the most relevant tools for me. They added too many tools here that some of them I don't even know. And then I add the price, because this is basic, like for our target audience, the price is the biggest thing. Like if they want to have video, it's like this much. ChatGPT, all of this much, and then it sums up to $548 a month. So this is idea number one that I got, and now you're gonna see idea number two. So I introduce a pain point. Okay, everything is paid, everything's too expensive, and then it goes to the second slide, or get all these tools for only $1, a limited time special. So we're doing a special for this one, and then. Remember this 15 minutes and so on. I added there, but now with our tools from the AFIG AI toolkit, and then I said, like, get the limited time offer, for yeah, get it for $1 for a limited time. Now, you guys see how I took two things and introduced like to my product to my own idea. This is a winning ad, actually. I think this is one of our best performing ads. So that is one way. Another one here is like inspiration. Business was too hard until I found this. Again, this is just a viral content on Instagram. This was not an ad, it was just a viral content from a page. Okay. How to start a business in 24 hours. They got idea, ChatGPT, shop, name, and so on. So what I did here, I liked the hook. That was a really good hook. So I kept it. Business was hard until I found this marketing idea. Financial analysis. So here I kept more like to my product and to what we sell. And what I add here again, that price, because remember the previous ad, the price tag worked really well. And then I added the cost as well, worked well. So I'm basically like getting something that worked well and then replicating in another idea. So that again did super well. I'm gonna pass. Because the music's so loud. I don't know if you guys can hear it. But yeah, so now it's easy with this AI tool, toolkit, $25 one-time founding member special. So again, I got the same concept. Business was hard, introducing pain, and now I'm giving them the solution. Okay. And using that because it worked really well.
Hey, can I? So I would just
Yes, absolutely.
thank you. So in this case, you had like a vision of that the basic product is AI, you know.
Yes.
When your category is broad, like in you're selling a product which like a kitchen, in my case it's a kitchen product, you're trying to then how do you find the viral content with like should you go to like a bigger brand like KitchenAid and see how they are promoting or look at like or you look at your story and your ideal customers and look at their pain point and start from there without actually because in this case I feel that when you type AI you can get all the inspiration but when it is a broader category for you for to search for then how do you find viral content?
Honestly, like AI is really broad. Like AI, they're like every content now on social media, there's something about AI. So it's pretty broad. But what I'm doing, like for instance, is like again, this was just a normal content, bro. I don't have a team to start my business again. This makes total sense to convert to a business for you. Like if you get from KitchenAid, probably it's gonna do well for you because they are a commercial brand in a sense. So it's like too broad, and they depending on like where they are, they're not even focusing on customer acquisition. They're focusing on brand awareness, for instance. So what you want to do is you want to find content creators that are doing like on the teaching niche style. You want to find those content creators, and you want to find smaller brands from those products. Search them. And then what you could do as well is you can find ideas that is not necessarily like connected to your product, but it's still connected to kitchen. Okay, you can still find that because that is still relevant, and then you're gonna be able to shift pretty well some of the ads to what you, like your product and what you do. Like for instance, let's say that I for Lisa, for instance, like you can get, you guys have different products, but again, is the same environment. You can still get
Correct.
ideas from her product and then bring it to your own reality, to your own product. So I would open that a little bit so you have more inspirations to play with and get better results. Awesome. This last one, guys, inspiration. Again, bro, I don't have a team and so on. So I tested this. The last one I had, the business was hard until I found this. So that was proven. I'm going to show you guys again. This was proven. So I'm bringing that same hook because it worked well into another ad. I'm just adding a new inspiration. Okay. And then here again, some of the apps here I did not like, I don't use, and I wanted to keep the most recognizable. So the ad grabs more attention. So I kind of like ChatGPT and so on and so forth. And then again, total cost adding up. And the exact same thing. So basically that worked. So I'm gonna like create multiple variations of the same thing that is working. It basically like gives you more leverage. Cool, thank you. I just saw Brit's message. And then this one, it's more like a so this one was a AI VFX masterclass. Since this is a completely different age, I think that is gonna that is that example is gonna show you exactly what I was trying to say as well, Garima. This one, again, the niche, this is for people who does like video editing. Okay. So it's a completely different niche. I'm not stealing like a customer from anyone. I love the design. This I did with Nano Banana in 10 minutes. But actually, no, Nano Banana doesn't take that much. It was probably like 3 minutes. So instead of saying AI VFX masterclass, I said like say AI business tool, and then was 25, now is a dollar Black Friday special. We ran this to like in our Black Friday, and this was our best performing ad. And I created ads that I spent hours creating, and that ad that I only spent like 3 to 5 minutes, that beat the ones that I spent a lot of hours. So that is like just to say, this is one niche, completely different than what I'm doing, but I saw this and I felt like, oh, this is cool. I can reuse this for the AI tools. So that is one thing. You're not getting inspiration from necessarily like something that is like kitchen related, but that could still fit really well there.
And this
So
one has no graphics or anything. It's just word, like it's just words. So we can use it
yeah.
anywhere. I mean, you can pick up if I can pick up for kitchen or something if I want to put a spin on it and do it that way.
Exactly.
Because this is
Yes.
okay.
Yes, exactly. Next one, this one, it's going to be a combination. So I saw this one is in Portuguese. When I saw the timer, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. That creates urgency. And then I was like, you know what? I like the cards in the background as well. This was like from this guy, his courses. So what I did was I like the cards and I like the timer. So what I did is I created another like a timer on his end, and then I added our tools in the background here: irresistible offer, digital product creator. The tools here, because in our business, those are our best performing tools. I added them here. So Lead Exploder, irresistible offer, product upgrader, and so on and so forth. And I made it red for me, and then I added that limited time as well. And now I'm missing a text. Like what would be? So here's saying here is like, flashlight, whatever, sale promotions like going away very quickly. So what I did was remember that ad that I just showed? This title did really well. So essentially, I just duplicate that. I got the title from it. Business tool was 25, now it's a dollar. And then I added to this. And then I created a whole new ad based on that. The reason why this worked is because I got an ad, I got a proven ad, and I took, again, remember to what you said, it's like taking the tags, like the hook. What actually sold people was what is written here, not necessarily the graphic. So took that, put into this one, and then boom, this one is a winning ad as well. So this is more like to show you guys like how I think. Again, we all think differently. Maybe you're gonna get ideas from many different places and it's gonna turn out like super well as well. But this is like a little bit of, because creativity is hard to explain. So I try to show you guys like how I see those things and then how my mind works in a sense, so that you guys can do the same. And maybe your mind will take you to different places, but go with it and then see how it works. The most important is the fundamentals. Like you find a good hook, you find a good cover, you continue replicating that and then spinning a little bit, do different ads. This was one of my clients, Russell Brunson. I don't work with him anymore, but I showed to some of you guys this already. But when I was working with him, this was the ad that they were running. And then we had a whole new campaign to launch on Instagram. And I was like, Russell is good, but then Diamond Dim is a lot more famous than him. So I decided to use him and not Russell in the ad, because this caused a lot more attention. So Shark Tank Celebrity is doing a free challenge to help people create a business. That is a lot more broad, and that helps a lot more people join the challenge because of him, and then those Shark Tank sharks in the background as well. Can you help me optimize my new launch campaign on Amazon? So I can probably help, but I'm not an expert in Amazon. During this call, I'll help you like with offers, CTAs, like basically organic paid traffic, whatever that is. But I don't myself, like I have never done Amazon. This is like Megan and Gabby will be able to support you like in everything you need there. But I can help as far as like from a marketing standpoint. I can help you look and see what we can tweak for sure. But I'm talking more about like features and stuff like this from Amazon. I don't know exactly how that works. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just launched my first two products on Amazon last week. Well, a little more
Nice.
than a week ago. And so now, yeah, I'm like looking at my campaigns and stuff, and one of them was doing well. It was trending, and then I thought maybe I should split like the broad match, the phrase match or exact match campaigns that they have on there. I then separated them, and then everything kind of tanked after that. So I don't know if I should have left it originally as is rather than separating those out. But then I've got one product that's doing well, one product that isn't really getting any impressions. So I'm just not really sure what I should tweak without messing with too much. I didn't know if you could help with any of that.
So you're saying that previously, before you made that change, it was working super well, and then you made the change and then start not working as well, and then once one picked back up and the other one is not working well. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it seemed like so I'm using the exact same like key phrases and stuff I was before, but before I had them grouped into one campaign together, and then I decided to do like three different campaigns and then kind of separate the same key terms out, but I'm now it doesn't seem like I'm having the same success. Could I share my screen?
Let me finish
Yeah,
this
finish this.
presentation and then we're gonna go over it. But overall, what I would do is like if you're getting better results before doing that, I would go back to the previous strategy. And like don't be afraid to test different strategies. Like if this didn't work, go back to the normal, like to what was working, because you're probably gonna be able to scale faster. Like as the other strategy was working.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll see it.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
This is almost done, actually. I'm almost done.
Okay. Yeah, sorry for, I didn't want to interrupt
No,
your.
you're good. You're good. Feel free to interrupt me anytime if you guys
Yeah.
have questions. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is it generated over 20,000 leads for Russell Brunson just by making that small change. And then one last, I think this is the last one, inspiration. This is Brendan Dawson. This is how they were promoting. This is a little bit more advanced, but you guys have those templates as well. So for you, it's not going to be anymore because you're very used to this type of content at this point. So this is good. And he's a multi-millionaire, and posting pictures with helicopters and all of this is good. But if you're launching a book, like, people are only going to buy if they follow you and they like you, pretty much because of that. Like, they don't have an incentive to do anything. So what I did instead, I got the principles from the Nine Figure Mindset book, and then I created content that would share the value that is inside of that book. So for instance, this, like, how was found 9%. So this is connected to the book. And then here, like, how I created the lifestyle, how to create the lifestyle we want in 1 year, a thread. The difference in the like is it's like it's huge. So for instance, here, 10K likes, 149 likes, and then 6K likes and 429 likes, and the comments as well, like almost 2,000 likes, 300 compared to the comments that he was getting. And this was just one small tweak, and the carousel would just used to say something similar to this. Number one, do a life audit. That's like everything he teaches on his book, pretty much. And then we did this over and over. Double tap if you feel the same, and then at the end we say, like, comment 10x, and we would send them the book, pretty much. And then this book was the top number one best selling book on Amazon. Help them get there, which was essentially like just leveraging a proven template and then adding his small portion of his book. So let's work on your winning ad. We don't have to do this. This was for the San
Okay,
Diego
yeah.
workshop.
Can I ask you a question about advertising, like on this?
Yeah.
So basically, if there is like I have my funnel ready, but my funnel is a two-page funnel. The first one page talks about all the pain points, why people, you know, my audience, my who. And then the second page and the first page they click, and then there is a form which is in Rainflow. And then the second page is a thank you page, which has the actual product and the I chat GPT, custom GPT app that I'm giving them for free. Now, my question is, when I set it up on Meta, right? The form is in Rainflow. So Steven suggested me that create a fresh form in in Meta because it is easy to track. But then I will lose my first page completely, which talks about the pain point. If I can show you real quick, what would you recommend? Would you recommend me using the first page for creatives and only the thank you page for running my ads? Or would you recommend just get the whole funnel somehow integrated in Meta? And then
I got it. Let me first review the Samantha's
Yes, sure.
bait, and then we
Let's
dive
do that.
into yours.
Sounds
Cool.
great.
Awesome.
Yep.
Samantha, you can share your screen. Give me one sec. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's share. All right, can you see this?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, so I have basically two different campaigns going on right now. So here's two different products. So I had separated them out, and now I have like an exact match, phrase match. My video wasn't really doing me any justice, so I took that out. It was just costing like a lot of money.
but I don't know what I could show you on here. Maybe different metrics, and maybe I didn't know if you'd have any ideas on ways that I could optimize.
And how did you have it before?
I just had like the same search terms, like the top search closest related keyword. I had different ones, but they were all in one campaign. And so I thought maybe before, if I like separate them so there's exact match and then phrase match, if I just
I
kind of
see.
separated them out, then there would be more budget allocated maybe to like, or it
I
seemed like
see.
some of them were being applied and some weren't. So I thought maybe I was losing. I wasn't sure if I it was I if I had too many targets on one campaign, so then I like separated them out. And I don't know if it was doing well before too, because it was putting through all my Vine, like everyone that took my Vine products right away, if all of those were like showing up, if that's why it was trending, was just because there was, in the first day there was like 30 purchases from Vine. So I don't know if that had something to do with it. And if it was off of that came, I have no idea how any of this stuff works. I'm like
So the 30
still.
purchases, like it didn't come from the ads, like it came organically or?
So I enrolled in the Vine program, which is like I give my stuff away for free basically in the hopes
I
of
see.
getting reviews.
Okay.
So I guess maybe one of my questions is Amazon puts in this like keyword group, keywords related to your product. They like automatically put that in there and they allocate money towards it. Is this what like a discovery campaign is? I don't know if anybody else can answer that question. Is that a discovery
Is it,
campaign? Is
can you click on that? Let's check. For the key group one,
it
keyword
doesn't
group
let
one.
me click on
Oh,
it.
it doesn't let you. This is automatically Amazon did it for you. It is putting you for top of search. What is the click your click-through rate on this one? Sometimes they do that. They I normally do not. I don't activate those. Because Amazon added
Oops.
campaigns, I don't go with those. And especially, and also for your keywords, I would suggest for your top search, closer like TSERK, keep a separate campaign for exact match. Do not put it under like four different ones, because
Okay.
sometimes the budget allocation, when you put that, it then spreads out on all the keywords. The most relevant should be on its own, like. On its own. When did you launch? Is it recent launch?
Yeah, like less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so then I would just suggest you don't play around too much. Let the algorithm learn. Don't ch make changes too often. So for now, pick your top search related. Like, do you have a list of your top keywords you want to do the bidding on for? They are very relevant to your product.
I do.
Then ju just have
Trying to figure.
separate exact match campaign for all of those keywords. Don't put them together in one campaign so that you can monitor which one is performing. That way you'll be able to get better data on them.
Okay.
And then
So
for
I'm
the
going
yeah, do you have four targets? See, your click-through rate is also like kind of like on the lower end of the spectrum is like
to.
0.19. We try to like as you will grow and you'll get more visibility, we try to go for click rate through rate higher than one. That is like
Okay.
the standard that we go for. So if you click on your the first one, the exact match, do you have four targets in one campaign?
Go back. This one.
And I would highly recommend go through phase four videos for PPC and follow
So
the
I've got
instructions. Yeah.
four on here.
Yeah,
So
there
I
are
should
four.
separate all of these out
Yes.
even too. All
Separate
of these are
them.
exact match ones.
These are your relevant keywords, right? They are very relevant to your product. Are they very
Yeah,
relevant to
so
your
this one, so yeah, the two that I turned this one off because it was a phrase, turned that one off, and I created a new campaign for those two together. So now the only thing on this one is my TSERK right here. And then Amazon put this on there. So I didn't know if that was like a discovery campaign, if that's what that is, but Amazon just put that on there. So I didn't know if I should turn it off.
Another suggestion, I would say target match type, just put one target match type under one campaign. See, you're mixing exact and phrase. Don't do that. Like,
Well,
keep your
these ones are
phrase.
off.
That's good. That's good to know. So
So the
you
only thing
here.
I have is this and then this one.
Yeah, you that I don't I think you should just not have that one. So right now there's just one target, which is toddler cowboy hat. Where are your other keywords?
And then I have, that's all I have for this one. And then my other ad, I'll go back. And then,
So are you saying she needs to have more in one campaign, Yorima?
Exact match for now, just pick five of your top words that are re relevant and then create just single exact match campaign for each of those. Like, don't group them under one. And then phrase match, you can still have multiple phrases. That's fine. You can have more phrases under in one.
Showing the
So Samantha, go on the top. These are all your campaigns. Can you show me all of your campaigns? Like go on, come to your all campaign, click on that.
So for this one, this is just the phrase match. So this is one campaign, and this is these four. So this is what Amazon did, and then these are three different ones that I put on there.
Switch off the Amazon ones. I mean, keyword group you don't need for now. The phrase match is more like, it's you're discovering more. Phrase match will give you data because these phrases will be used with all the other, search terms. And then this will help you get more data on, like cowboy hat for kids, for summers. I mean, it would be a bigger phrase and you can see what people are searching more for. So this will help you to collect more data or to find more search terms that are relevant to your product.
Okay. So, and then add more on to the exact match, and they should be individual campaigns for each exact match.
And I would highly recommend hop on to the Tuesday call. Megan is good with PPC. Megan and they are more focused on PPC related questions. So hop on to the Tuesday call for Rainmaker calls. They are
Okay.
more focused on PPC as well.
Okay. Where is? Okay. Yeah, I'll just work on.
And please look go through the videos of those, especially there are just you for now, since you just launched, you just need exact match campaigns and phrase match, maybe one or two. That's it. And for exact match, pick your five keywords that are important, run exact match on those, and just start collecting data. Then you can later on you can go on auto campaigns, discovery campaigns, but you are just starting off, so don't keep it simple. Keep your campaign
Okay.
simple.
So this one, yeah, I've got like an exact match and I've got seven targets on this one. So I should have one campaign, exact match campaign for each keyword
Yes, you should.
instead of having all these keywords on one campaign.
Correct. Just have them
Okay.
separate their own separate campaign, allot a budget like $10 or something like that.
Okay. Okay.
Good luck,
Thank you.
Samantha. Yeah, no worries.
Thank you so much, Karima. I learned a lot from you.
No problem.
That's awesome.
PPC
Thank
is,
you.
yeah, something.
Cool.
Sorry,
Karima,
I'm trying.
let's dive into your
Can I?
question,
Yes, please.
and
Can I share my
then
screen real quick?
yeah, I will just have your.
So,
Okay. And then we have about 13 minutes. I'll try to split between you, Karima, and Ashley. She has a question as well. Okay.
So
Cool beans.
this is my funnel. This is my first page.
This looks great. I
Thank
like
you.
it.
So this is my first page. So When we click on this, it takes you to a form which is in Rainflow. So, and then once I fill every, so this page talks about the pain points, the actual, it leads, it's a journey. It talks about why Masala Mom app can help you, your cooking, it can help make your overthink, it can help you with the mental load, and it can guide you and all that stuff. All that information. So now when and some there's some testimonials there, and then you click on this, and then it will take you to the form. Now this form is in Rainfall. If I enter, like I'll just roughly just to show you how the flow is, then it will go to the thank you page, which is this. Then it's like, okay, you are in, and this is this important step. You click on this, then it will take you to your chat GPT, like your custom GPT, and how to set up your GPT, it talks about that. And then this is my sales pitch. So basically talking about, hey, one time limited offer, you'll get a $5 discount on the product. Click on this and claim your discount. And then expectation, what will you see, what the results are. So now my question is, Steven is like, I'm planning to set up my ad manager, work on it. In the course where Steven talks about this video in our inner circle about this, he is talking about creating the form from scratch in Facebook itself, in our ad manager itself. But then in this case, if I have it already, is this a better approach to use? Like he said, create a form and then connect it to your thank you page in the. So then I'll lose all the information on my first page. So how would you recommend? Would you recommend me using those first page pain points in my creatives? Like I just started with this creative that, hey, what's for dinner? And then use this as my ad, create a form in Meta. And then that form leads into my thank you page, which is in Rainflow. And then do it that way. Would that be a better approach? I just want to
Can
know,
you?
what would you suggest?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Can you tell me your ads, like what happens until they go to the form? Like what are you like how are you guiding them? Can you tell me what happens there?
Right now,
So
I'm
do
not.
you promise like an ebook or something?
I'm promising them not an ebook. It is it's a custom
Like a
G
freebie.
like a freebie.
That the costume GPT is the thing.
It's a
Okay, I
custom
got it.
GPT. So they will go there, they'll get this Masala Mom kitchen assistant. They'll click on this, then they'll set up their kitchen profile, and then it will start helping them with their meals, with their meal prep, with their dinner suggestions. So this is my freebie. This is my freebie. So I just so my thing is that now this funnel is created. I don't want to lose my page one, which has a lot of information, a lot of. So how can I integrate with Meta so that it flows in a way that they go through the first page, then they fill the form, and then the form gets all the information, and then it takes them to the thank you page because it is more like a journey, kind of a thing.
Can you click the start my calm kitchen journey?
Yes,
And then
then
that's gonna show the form.
that's going to show the form.
And then what happens again after the form? Can you show me that?
Yes, then after the form, it takes them to the thank
Can
you
you
page.
scroll up so I can see what? Well, oh, it's okay.
Sorry, it takes them to the thank you page. As so
Can you
first.
click the form again? I just want to see the okay, get your free. Okay, got it. Now go to the next page again.
Okay, sure.
Another thing you're gonna start getting used to those pages. But usually like the link above, can you see there?
Yes, because it changes. It
So
changes.
So you can if you know by heart, you can when you want to see your thank you page, you can just type it up there, and then you don't
Okay,
have to
yeah.
go through the process. We have like 80 steps within like our funnels, not one
Okay.
funnel because we have multiple funnels. So I always memorize those because it helps me get to a page super quick.
Okay.
But yeah,
So,
so what you're gonna do, what you can do is If you can, of course, if your if finances allow, split the traffic into two campaigns. You want to
Okay.
do one directly from the form, which is what Steven said with
Okay.
that video, and
Okay.
then you're gonna do one directly to your Rainflow page because the page looks good, is ready to get traffic to send
It is ready.
the ChatGPT thingy. And I think your opt-in rate is ridiculous, by the way. Your opt-in rate is insane.
These are my
This is
friends.
okay, because I was like, wow, this is
This is organic. This is organic. These are all my
okay.
friends, and some of them are buying too, so which is good. But
It's still good.
I have not
It's still
started.
good.
I have not started my actual ads on Meta. I'm trying to figure out what my strategy should be. So do you
Cool.
think?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. You were saying. So I'm already split testing two versions of this Masala
Good.
Mom.
Good.
There's one which talks about saving your time. There's other which talks about the mental load. So these are the two separate pages. This split testing these, but it's just that I am trying to figure out how do I seamlessly get this funnel integrated with Meta so
Yeah.
that that is where I am at this point. Yeah.
Got it. So essentially, like you want to create a new campaign, and then instead like of directing them directly to the form, you want to
Okay.
link them like when they click like learn more, remember, or get my what is it called? The CTA button, basically. When they click that, they should go to your Rainflow landing page. And
So
that's it.
my
So
Rainflow landing page is like this, like Masala Mom, or
yes,
so
is this.
then I just need to just copy this and put it in my ad. Do I need to create so the form will be in Rainflow? Because Stephen
Yeah,
was,
exactly. So the ad, you're not gonna use that form in Meta anymore. Essentially, all you have to do is like just send people to that link, and like Meta, when you go to edit your ads, is gonna show there like where to put it, and then so duplicate the campaign, create a new one, and then you split test. Also, I would recommend once you do that, reset your split test in Rainflow,
This one,
because
this one,
yeah, and the way you can do this is if you probably just move from right to the left or whatever, then bring back to the center, because this data is not real data because you have your friends going there,
these are
right?
my
It's
friends,
organic, which is good, but when you start running ads, you want to see like how people that doesn't like they don't even know you, how they would interact with this. And that is where you're going to see like opt-in rate, and then you're going to know where to optimize.
Okay, now this one is my first step. This is second. This is the
Yeah.
second version I'm testing. Do I need to have this third step? Because this is just for my split testing. I'm using two versions. This is one
Yeah, no,
version. Or do I
you
need
don't.
it like this?
No, I mean, you don't. Yeah, you don't need that for now.
Should I delete this one then?
No, you can keep it there.
Okay, I
You
can
can
keep
keep it
it. That's
there.
fine. Okay. And the creative is good. What do you think about this creative?
I like it. Last test is yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, I'll let you go. You have another
Cool.
one. Thank you. Yep.
Thank you so much. Awesome seeing you guys. And Margot just said she does the same. So there you go.
Hey, Margo.
Awesome.
Cool. I'll just read your comment. Thank you.
So Ashley, you mentioned, okay, let's go over your question.
I'll just stop sharing.
Yeah, I guess you kind of answered a little bit earlier, but I've just started researching the ads yet this week, and there's not many in my niche of like art for kids. I think it's highly organic driven for a lot of them. Like some, most of my main competitors, I can't find Facebook ads for. So
I
do you
see.
recommend like looking at the organic copy and using that for inspiration, or do I broaden it out more and try and find like education or other parenting ads? What do you recommend?
Yeah. I recommend you doing both, because here's the thing, when you have a smaller niche, it's you're gonna need a lot of testing. Okay, you're gonna need to test from different angles, like to see what works best, like with your product and your messaging. I think organic content usually like they perform really well because those are like kind of like the gold in the treasure, because organic content that goes really well, usually when you convert into an ad, that can perform like pretty well. If Instagram, if Meta finds the audience that matches that content, it can like really blow up. So I would focus a little bit more on that end, but the other angle is also like is not bad at all, and you might find more ideas to work with and bring to your niche. So I would run like, and this could be in one campaign, you know, you don't have to do like different campaigns. Do one campaign, different angles, and then see which one is gonna work best. I usually try, let's say, if we have a challenge or something, and then I'm launching like a new ad, and I will do like five different versions, like framing in different ways. And then let's say I found a winning one, the ones I showed you. Like once you find the winning one, then you know that, oh, this frame works a lot better. And then you start recreating like everything else for that frame. That will help. Yeah.
Okay. And does it mean anything if there's not a lot of advertisers in your niche? I did ask Megan this question yesterday, and she said that it might just be that they don't know how to run ads. But does it, have you found that like the smaller niches are more difficult to have profitable ads in?
I think it's like the good thing is like we advise our even like one-on-one clients is like you want to be the only person that provides that type of service, because that means like you have a blue ocean, what we call blue ocean and red ocean. So essentially, like if you don't have too many competitors, especially like on Meta, that could be a good thing. Okay. The bad thing is like it's hard to find good content. It's hard to find ideas and inspiration because you're the only one. But it's also like it's good because essentially like you're not competing with anybody in a sense. You have like a very few people to compete, and that what happened is like ad cost is also cheaper. So let's say if you're a doctor or a dentist and then you're gonna run ads, it's gonna be a lot more expensive because competition is huge, you know. So that like plays on your favor in that sense. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate you all. I need to jump off to another call, but I will see you guys next Wednesday. And some of you maybe tomorrow. See you guys. Bye bye.